welcome to another episode of Hip Hop Social Worker. I'm your host, Christopher Scott. And over the weekend, I was kind of sitting down and thinking about my next moves and the next phase of my, you know, where I want to take my career. And I was thinking about how I got to where I was at currently, you know. Really, I know people say, like, you speak things to existence and, you know, like, you got to kind of see where you're going to get there. And, you know, lately I've been thinking, like, that's deemed to be true. You know, I never really thought, you know, that was true. But I'm thinking about, like, you know, kind of just the place I'm at right now. That's kind of been a goal of mine, even though, like, these aren't, like, huge accomplishments in my book, but it was always a goal of mine. Like, when I graduated undergrad, I saw, you know, a career, a family, a nice car to drive, a house, things like that. You know, like I saw it, like, you know, like I knew I was going to get it, and that was kind of where I was going to get, you know, like it was, excuse me, it was never, you know, like it was never like, oh, well, maybe I'll get it. I was like, no, I'm going to work myself into a position where, you know, have a job with a nice salary, a livable salary, have a house that I, you know, that I'm paying a mortgage, you know, have a car that's reliable, and I'm going to have a family, I'm going to have a wife, I'm going to have kids, I'm going to have all that. And I saw it, and I never really thought that I wasn't going to do it, you know. So as I think about, like, this next phase, and I'm trying to, like, break through and all these things, like, I'm learning that, you know, you got to kind of see where you want to go to get there. You know, like, if you want to be somebody who's speaking at these big conferences or maybe getting interviewed on radio, you really got to have that in your mind that that's where you're going to go. You know, like you're working towards that goal, you know. And the hard part is that there's no, like, timetable. I know, like, in our society, we like to kind of know, like, hey, if I put 20 hours into something, I'm going to get this. Or if I put 30 hours into something, or if I put whatever, you know. But the second thing about it is that it's not how it always works, you know. We got to really, you know, if you're having trouble getting somewhere, getting where you need to go, you probably need to sit down and think, like, okay, like, am I seeing myself in that position? You know, like, am I really, like, doing the steps to get to that position? Am I doing the self-talk? Am I doing the prep? Am I, you know, because a lot of people, I found out, even, like, doing this podcast, like a lot of people, you know, want to be on episodes and they want to start their own and they want to do a lot of stuff. But then, like, you know, when opportunity comes, sometimes it doesn't happen for whatever reason. And because, you know, like, people think things are going to be easy, are going to be, like, one way, or they see you doing it and they think that it can happen, but they don't really see themselves doing it, so they don't want to do it, or they end up falling through. So, you know, I figured, you know, like where I'm trying to get to, you know, with the keynote speaking, the podcast, and the, you know, the nationwide name and all that stuff, I got to really sit down and focus on doing that and really seeing that, you know, coming into life, you know. Because if I'm just doing it here and there, or I'm just like, well, maybe I'll do it, maybe I'll do one episode and see what happens. No, I got to do an episode whenever, you know. Like, if I say I'm dropping Monday, you know, and Friday, I got to do that. You know, I got to keep true to those words. I got to really, you know, even if I might have an episode that I hate, I don't love recording everything that I put out, but it's like, I got to do it because I got to show that, you know, I'm serious when I say I'm going to accomplish this goal, or, you know, or just deliver content to people, to the, you know, to the masses. So I'm just saying, you know, say all that to say, like, you know, if you're having trouble really getting to where you need to go, why don't you sit down and kind of map out, you know, map out the, you know, the destination, you know, kind of see, you know, like, because people want certain things, but, like, do you really know how to get there? Do you know who to ask for help? Do you know who to sit down and talk to? You know, I've done tons of informational interviews that don't really equate to anything. They haven't really, you know, resulted in anything that was, you know, any kind of monetary value, but they had value because I was able to talk to different figureheads and different people, try to figure out what I need to do to get to where I need to get to, you know. And I know I hate interviews, so like it does kind of suck to have an interview that's not even for a job. You just talking to somebody for, you know, just because. But at the same time, you know, those kind of tools can help you really map out where you need to go. You know, if you feel stuck, if you feel like you're just not getting there, it's probably because your goals are just, you know, like they're not fine tuned for that one goal, or, you know, like your steps aren't fine tuned to get to that path, you know. So just maybe sit down and kind of figure out, all right, you know, maybe have a vision board, have a, you know, a whiteboard, just our piece of paper, you know. I know we all have phones and stuff, and the way that I keep track of things is having a Google Doc, because you can do you can open up your Google Doc on your computer, and you can link it to your phone, you can link it to wherever computer you're at, you know. So like I know, so wherever I'm at, I have access to, you know, that that kind of same brainstorm sheet that I always use, you know. But anyway, you know, it's Monday. It's gonna be hot in Portland. I know people like to say you should take advantage of Monday, and that's all well and good. But sometimes, you know, Monday does suck. So yeah, don't forget, it's okay to hate Mondays, but you still gotta do what you gotta do if you want to get to where you want to get to. All right, holla.